والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه، فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر، وما بدلوا تبديلا، ليجزي الله الصادقين بصدقهم ويعذب المنافقين إن شاء أو يتوب عليهم، إن الله كان غفورا رحيما. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من طلب الشهادة صادقا أعطيه ولو لم تصبه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم، رواه مسلم. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. The most precious gift of Islam and its most perfect and pure teachings, and being the Ummah of Allah's most beloved, the loftiest in the entire creation of Allah Ta'ala, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Ummah has many, many virtues on account of our link and association to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last to come to this world, but the first to be given entry into Jannah. In the verse of Quran Sharif recited, Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about those who are complete and perfect men in the true sense of the word, perfect in their relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. And what is this distinguishing feature? Allah Ta'ala says, amongst the believers are those who are real and true men. They are truthful in what they had promised and covenanted with Allah Azza wa Jal. Some of them are such who have fulfilled the vow that they have taken with Allah Ta'ala, and the others are anxiously awaiting that opportunity to fulfill that vow of giving nothing less than their lives for the pleasure and the love of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala will not change and alter His ways in the least bit. That those who are truthful in this covenant, Allah will reward them abundantly. And Allah Azza wa Jal will punish the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. And if they turn to sincere iman and repent from the hypocrisy, then Allah will accept the tawbah. This is an amazing verse, that those who have made covenants with Allah Azza wa Jal, they are truthful in that promise and that covenant with Allah Azza wa Jal. There are countless examples amongst Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in who had lived what they had promised and covenanted with Allah Azza wa Jal, of sacrificing the everything for the sake and the cause of Allah Azza wa Jal. When our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was encouraging Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in to contribute financially to the Tabuk expedition at a time when there was dire difficulties in different ways, Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala and over and above many camels laden with abundant goods for the journey, brought a huge sum of gold coins and placed it into the Mubarak lap of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The narrator says, it is as if I can see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turning those gold coins in his Mubarak fingers and saying, مَا ضَرَّ عُثْمَانَ مَا عَمِلَ بَعْدَ الْيَوْمِ. No harm will ever come to Uthman radiallahu anhu, no matter what he does after this day. That is fulfilling that covenant of giving one's entire self, one's being, one's family, one's wealth, for the love of Allah Ta'ala and the cause of Islam. The verse of Quran Sharif recited and translated applies to many Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, but one who stands out and many commentators opine that this verse fits aptly upon him, Hadrat Anas ibn Nadhar radiallahu anhu, the uncle of Sayyidina Anas bin Malik, khadim, attendant of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadrat Anas ibn Nadhar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had missed out the opportunity of Badr, the first great and illustrious battle in Islam. It was not compulsory for everybody present to go out. The initial intention of the time of leaving Medina Munawwara was not all-out war. It was to intercept a trade caravan of the Quraysh so as to break their financial backbone that was being used with the purpose of their intention to annihilate Islam. And he felt great remorse of not being able to participate in the Battle of Badr. And then he made a promise and a covenant to Allah Azza wa Jal. And he said, Ya Allah, if you give me the chance and the opportunity, I will definitely prove myself to be true in this promise. He did not have to wait long. In the next year, the third year after Hijrah, the battle of Uhud had taken place, a battle in which Makkah had come with all its power and force and arrogance, again the intention to completely annihilate Islam, the great battle of Uhud, at the foothill of the great Mount Uhud, about which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a mountain that we love and it loves us, a mountain from the mountains of Jannah. The battle cause was such that at some point, many of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in were being martyred, many were being injured. And at this critical stage, Hazrat Anas ibn Nadhr radiallahu ta'ala, true to his word and his promise to Allah Azza wa Jal, when there was pandemonium, which Allah ta'ala eventually turns into tranquility, and this great attack and intention to assassinate Rasulullah and annihilate Islam was repelled by Allah Azza wa Jal. Look at the dedication, just a side note of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. 70 Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in martyred, 70 injured severely. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's own Mubarak tooth had become shaheed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak face with blood, making dua, O Allah, forgive my people for they do not know. Just after that, after such great amount of martyrs and injuries, they are threatened that they are coming back for an immediate attack and go out to the place Hamra'ul Asad. And it is said to them that they are congregating in huge numbers to immediately stage an attack when they have not even recovered. Allah Ta'ala quotes Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, that is the value. So never can a person have any link to Iman who criticizes, reviles, curses and finds fault with the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such as the Rawafid and the Shia. Consider it, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, all of them with the exception of five, to have reneged from Islam, when Allah Ta'ala himself attests to their lofty rank and status that Allah is pleased with them, they are pleased with Allah. Allah Ta'ala has already prepared their abodes in Jannah. And they are warned, you are about to be annihilated and people are congregating in huge numbers. What was the response? Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us and He's the best of helpers. Such words of dependency and trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, so valuable that Allah Himself quotes their words in the Quran Azim. And very effective words to read at the time of difficulty. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us and the best of helpers. So Sayyiduna Anas ibn Nadhr radiallahu anhu is proceeding into the thick of battle. He comes across Sayyiduna Mu'adh radiallahu anhu and says, that where are you going? I can smell the fragrance of Jannah coming from behind Uhud. And fulfilling the truth of his words and his promise to Allah, he throws himself into the thick of the enemy ranks, giving his every breath, his every hair on his body, for the cause of this great deen. They fully understood the promises of Allah Ta'ala. They understood the great virtue and benefit of dying a shaheed, a martyr. And subhanallah, he gives himself so entirely that after the battle, his martyred body is found, many wounds by the sword, by spears, so much mutilation that he was unrecognizable. His sister was only able to recognize him by some mark on his fingertips, that this is my brother Anas ibn Nadhr radiallahu an. Min al-mu'minina rijalun sadaqu ma'ahadullah alayh. Amongst the believers, there are those who are true men, who have been truthful in the promise and the covenant they have given to Allah Azza wa Jal. That Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala an is taken as a captive, and he's about to be executed by the disbelievers when they give him an offer to do what he wants. And this is the important point that we emphasize upon today, that every one of us have this great worry and concern. In fact, should be the greatest worry that we all have, that alhamdulillah Allah has blessed us this great boon and favor of Iman and Islam. The greatest calamity, no calamity can come anywhere near the calamity of losing Iman and Islam after we have been granted this abundant and this great, great favor of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is the most precious ni'mah that we enjoy. Losing it even for a split second is a huge calamity. So in light, we may have read about incidents of behavior of Muslims intoxicated on a high, behaving totally far off from the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, using vulgar language, swearing, fighting, intermingling of sexes, and what a sad impression it gives on this perfect and pure deen of Islam. Let us understand that every one of us, an ambassador of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yes, we have our weaknesses, the doors of tawbah and repentance are open. But when will we come to the realization of the reality of our existence in this world? When at this very same time, what is happening in Gaza, the atrocities, inhumane, brutal atrocities, many children and women missing, that should cause such pain that we should lose sleep, lose the joy of eating. 22,500 martyred, many, many injuries, severe hunger. One of the objectives is to try, when they have failed on the battlefield dismally, to starve them to death using every method. But as it is said, Gaza Ardul Izzah, it is a land of honor and dignity, that live a life of dignity and one of two forms of success, martyrdom or the help of Allah Ta'ala, an amazing help of Allah Ta'ala on the battlefield, far beyond the expectations of the enemies, of the resistance of the mujahideen within Gaza and surrounding areas. Really, words cannot describe. And such glad tidings for the ummah that despite our weaknesses, the unseen nusra and the help of Allah Ta'ala, of the extremely heavy losses being inflicted on the Zionist brutal entity in neighboring Syria, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah are being massacred, are being slaughtered, women are being raped by the forces, various different forces of the Shia, the Russians as well. But there is great hope in this time when the amazing individuals that come to the fore, the very sad shahada and martyrdom in this week of the deputy leader of Hamas, Saleh al-Aruri, who had lived his life for the sake of deen. He had been imprisoned 18 years, thereafter sent, banished into exile. His mother had not seen her beloved child for 20 years. Himself testified not long ago in an interview that when Allah decrees something, it cannot be moved a split second ahead or behind. And he actually said that he is living on borrowed time, it is bargain time. He never expected when he participated in this jihad to have lived to this age. And the desire for which he had lived his entire life, Allah Ta'ala fulfilled in the form of shahada and martyrdom. Very famous incident also in the past week. A young imam, 29 years old, Taysir Abu Ubaidah, Abu Ta'ima family, we have a relative of him, a close cousin in our congregation, in our masjid. He was an imam, a hafiz of the Quran, teacher of hifz, ustad of hifz. Look at the virtues Allah had blessed him with. And then, while in jihad, on the way to attack an Israeli tank, he is shot by a plane, he is severely injured. And then he sits down, reads the shahada and points to that very plane with his shahadat finger. And then subhanallah, subhanallah, this young man leaves behind four orphan children, the eldest one of them only 6 years old. When he realizes, and also within that, his parents, his siblings are living out of Palestine in the Gulf. He had specifically, intentionally chosen to remain within Gaza for the noble action of jihad and the desire of shahada. And Allah Ta'ala blesses him this great honor. What an honor, what many virtues he enjoyed in his moment of death. When he realizes that he is about to depart from this dunya, he goes into sajda. When a person is the closest to Allah Ta'ala that a person can ever be, so while in sajda he meets his martyrdom, look at the virtues, he passes away in sajda. He is a martyr. And the martyrs, Allah Ta'ala says, do not say, do not perceive them to be dead. They are alive. The arwah are moving and roaming around in Jannah. The ni'mas and favors Allah has bestowed, they are happy, they are elated with it. So he's a hafiz of the Quran, a teacher of hifz in itself, noble, an imam. There is a battalion within the Hamas known as Katibatul Huffaz, consisting only of those who are Huffaz of the Quran Sharif. And each one of them then heads up a separate battalion. 2,000 Huffaz are such in the Katibatul Huffaz. This should bring alive this worry and concern in every one of us, that what will be my condition at the time of death? The greatest worry and concern should be that I die in a manner that Allah Ta'ala is pleased. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the person who begs Allah sincerely for martyrdom and shahadat, and real sincerity, not just empty words, then Allah Ta'ala will give that person the virtue of the death of a shaheed, even if he does not practically have the opportunity to do so, but that sincerity is such that Allah Ta'ala will grant it to him. So we find many examples, many glorious examples, young children in Gaza saying that they can kill every one of us, but we are still the winners. So this young man, a real hero of the Ummah in the times of great difficulties, let us ask ourselves the question, the open, blatant sin that we as the Muslim Ummah are engaged in, very important question, what will be my condition at the time of death? Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala is captured. He is about to be executed. The disbelievers give him a chance to do what he feels like in his last moments. He reads 2 rakats of salah. And then he says to the enemies, the kuffar, that if I could, I would have read 2 more rakats, but you would taunt me for fear of death. We do not fear death. To Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in, in the cause of Allah ta'ala, was more beloved, as they would say many times, more beloved than wine is to you, is the taste of the cup of death for the love of Allah Ta'ala in shahada and martyrdom, far more beloved to us. And he says some amazing words, that I do not care in which way, which side of my body I lie on, when my every hair on my body is only for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure and muhabbat. And he makes a dua in those final moments that convey to our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam what has happened to me and his other companions who were martyred. Allah Ta'ala is a miracle conveys to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in the glad tidings that Khubayb radiallahu anhu has been martyred. So the highest form of death, you have people passing away in salah, while in sajda, while engaged in the path of Allah Ta'ala, the effort of deen. The least is, let us abstain from places and actions that we never want death to come to us in that place, in that condition, in that action. Beg Allah Ta'ala's steadfastness, especially at the time of death. Use the miswak frequently. The promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that that person will be easily able to recite the kalima at the time of death. One means of a promise of death on kalima. And once again, take lesson for the many heroes of this ummah. This young hafiz and imam, subhanallah, what great virtue, Taysir, Abu Tu'ayma, Abu Ubaidah. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on his soul and be an inspiration for the ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. I will request, inshallah, once again, we have this opportunity showing our dedication to Allah Ta'ala. Spending in the cause of Allah, for the house of Allah, is extremely beloved to Allah Ta'ala, draws the mercy of Allah, cools the anger of Allah Ta'ala. So let us, inshallah, donate as generously as possible. Alhamdulillah, الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن، فإن الله يحب المتقين، ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب، ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا، والله يحب المتقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. أيها المسلمون، فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه، لا سيما نعمة الإيمان والإسلام. فلنحب الله عز وجل بجميع أبداننا، فإن الإسلام هو الشرف والعزة، كما قال سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه: إنكم كنتم أذل الناس وأحقر الناس، فأعزكم الله بالإسلام، فمهما تطلبون العز في غيره أذلكم الله. وكما قال رضي الله عنه وقال عز وجل: ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. وقال عز وجل: ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون. وقال عز وجل: ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون، فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله، ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنهم، وعن أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضي الله عنهم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين، وحرر المسجد الأقصى بفضلك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في سبيلك في كل مكان، وخاصة في غزة وفلسطين والشام والكشمير وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم، ودعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Spending the gaps in the soft in front of us. Once we end the soft, stand as close as possible. Leave no gaps between our shoulders. One of the great means of unity in the Ummah is to stand as close as possible in Salah, leaving no gaps between our shoulders. and show that the hills are in a straight line.
الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا اعتدلوا تقاربوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله فمن حج البيت أو اعتمر فلا جناح عليه أن يطوف بهما ومن تطوع خيرا فإن الله شاكر عليم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون يستبشرون بنعمة من الله وفضل وأن الله لا يضيع أجر المؤمنين الذين استجابوا لله والرسول من بعد ما أصابهم القرح للذين أحسنوا منهم واتقوا أجر عظيم الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل فانقلبوا بنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء واتبعوا رضوان الله والله ذو فضل عظيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكوننا من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها واجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الأبرار اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك واجعل موتنا ببلد نبيك اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.